There's a doubling of information that I was talking about leading to unpredictability. This unpredictability in mathematics, it's technically known as chaos, and that's one of the fastest growing fields of math is chaos theory, which has been applied to virtually every science, from economics to the traffic patterns in and out of Los Angeles, and biology, and even to physics. The fascinating thing about chaos theory is that I was one of the pioneers without even knowing it. Back in 1957, two friends of mine named Malaclips the Younger and Ho Chi Zen were in a bowling alley in Yorba Linda, the birthplace of Richard Nixon, and they were arguing about why there's so much chaos in the world. And according to Ho Chi Zen, a chimpanzee walked in and said, "Read Bullfinch. All this chaos is due to Eris," and then disappeared in a puff of green smoke. According to Malaclips, they figured it out themselves, and Ho Chi Zen just invented the miraculous talking chimpanzee to make this religion more attractive to the gullible. So they each excommunicated each other. Malaclips became the head of the Discordian Orthodoxy, and Ho Chi Zen became the head of the Lunatic Fringe. And as soon as I learned about this religion, I excommunicated both of them, and we were all popes of three different factions of the Discordian society, which is true to the spirit of Malaclips's original revelation: we Discordians must stick apart. We used to print cards that said, "The bearer of this card is a genuine and authorized pope, so please treat him right. Good forever, guaranteed by the House of Apostles of Eris on the site of the beautiful future San Andreas Canyon, San Francisco." Well, that card has been reprinted quite a bit. It's in Malaclips's magnum opiate, the Principia Discordia, How I Found Goddess and What I Did to Her After I Found Her. It's also in the novel Illuminatus by Bob Shea and me. And it's even in a serious sociological study called Drawing Down the Moon, Goddess Worship in America by Margot Adler, a sociologist who's the granddaughter of Alfred Adler, one of the three founders of modern depth psychology. She treats the Eresian Discordian revelation as a serious part of the pagan revival and prints the card. So anybody who wants to be a pope can just cut the card out of one of those books and have your own pope card. However, if you don't think you need credentials, you become a pope as soon as you hear me speak about this, because everybody who hears my voice is immediately pontificated. This started when I was in Ireland. I lived in Ireland for 6 years, and at that time, the Pope, the one in Rome, the guy who thinks he's the only Pope, he announced that bishops could give indulgences over television. And Dublin has the most argumentative and erudite atheists in the whole world, because they were all educated by Jesuits. So they started writing mocking letters to the Irish Times, asking theological questions like, "If you haven't paid your TV license," you see in Ireland, as well as England, you have to pay a license for your TV. "If you haven't paid your TV license, when the bishop gives the indulgence, do you get the indulgence, or is it canceled because your license isn't valid?" Or an even tougher one: "If you make a videotape of it and play it over and over, do you get perpetual indulgence?" Well, while the Jesuits who were wrestling with those conundrums, I got the idea, well, if they can give indulgences over TV, I can give pontificate. So every time I appeared on TV, I announced that everybody listening to me was a Discordian pope, absolutely infallible, has the right to excommunicate all the other Discordian popes. And this vastly increased our membership. Handing out cards, we only had about 10,000 popes. Since I've started doing pontifications on radio and TV, we've got close to 20 million popes at least now. We're not going to stop until every man, woman, and child on this planet is an authentic Discordian pope. And then let's see how that old queen in the Vatican reacts when he's only one among the whole population of the earth. We're all popes together. The Discordian revelation, which the miraculous talking chimpanzee revealed, or which Malaclips and Home invented themselves, comes from Bullfinch, or from Hesiod. This is the doctrine of the original snub, and it explains all the chaos in the world. better than anything in mathematical chaos theory, or you can consider it an allegory of mathematical chaos theory. They were having a party on Olympus, and they didn't invite Eris because she was known as the goddess of chaos, confusion, discord, bureaucracy, and international relations. Those are the five different stages of chaos. You see, you start out with simple chaos, and then people start arguing about how to organize it, which leads to confusion. Then they start battling each other, which creates discord. Then they form a bureaucracy to control the chaos, and then they start interfering with other countries, which makes for international relations. Those are the five heights of chaos. This is the law of fives, which is why the Pentagon, which is always messing with other people's politics, represents international relations or the highest form of chaos, and it's a five-sided building. We call the Joint Chiefs of Staff the Knights of the Five-Sided Castle, or the Order of Quixote. They are all sacred discordian saints because they've done more to make the world chaotic in the last 50 years than all the other forces put together. Anyway, the not being invited to the party, Eris made him an apple of beautiful gold, some say metallic gold, the greatest ore to be found in Cyprus. Others claim it was Macapoco gold. But be that as it may, she wrote on the apple Callisti, which is Greek for to the prettiest one, and threw it into the party. And immediately three of the goddesses claimed it, Hera, Aphrodite, and Athena. Hermes claimed it too. You know about Hermes. But anyway, led to such a spat that Zeus appointed a mortal named Paris and let him choose who was the prettiest one. And they all tried to bribe him. Hera offered him wealth. Athena offered him wisdom. And Aphrodite, who understood men better than either of those, offered him Helen, the wife of Menelaus. He grabbed Helen and took off for Troy. Menelaus got royally pissed off, and that was the beginning of international relations. He got all the other Greek princes together. They formed an army, and they attacked Troy. And we've been involved in chaos, discord, confusion, bureaucracy, and international relations ever since, just because of the original snub. That's the ontological part of Discordian. That's the esoteric or ontological part that anybody can understand. The exoteric part, the mysterious part, is based on the See a Distant Affirmation, which was revealed by St. Gulick the Stoned, who was a roach, a cockroach, that is. And St. Gulick revealed that all ideas are true in some sense, false in some sense, meaningless in some sense, true and false in some sense, true and meaningless in some sense, false and meaningless in some sense, and true and false and meaningless in some sense. And you will achieve supreme enlightenment. If you repeat this 666 times, you will achieve absolute supreme enlightenment in some sense. Well, the Discordian religion, as I say, is spread and spread. We've got millions and millions of popes, and we're getting mentioned more and more often. The sacred Discordian number 23 pops up in more and more screenplays. You see it on the covers of rock albums. It appears in rock songs. We're the world's fastest growing religion, and we still remain absolutely esoteric because nobody has ever heard of us in the officialdom anyway. Thank God. If they ever hear of us, they'll probably decide we're a cult. And you know what happens to cults in this country? Look at the Branch Davidians. So it's best they don't hear about us.